I felt so many different emotions. Sadness, twinges of regret, guilt, pity for my past self. Physically, I've hardly traveled in the past few years. We haven't been out of Minnesota since January 2019. Mentally, I feel like I have been everywhere and back. To the brinks and boundaries, peering into the abysses of humanity. So many dark, terrible, hopeless places. So many places where I arrived, looked around and discovered that everyone around me was motivated by fear, not love like I'd hoped. That this new place that felt so full of promise from afar was not home, either. I didn't promise this would be a happy reflection, okay. Outside, I look pretty much the same as I did when I graduated. A few more wrinkles around the eyes, 5 pounds and a jean size on 22-year-old Claire. C'est la vie. I've had 2 kids. I still look damn good, I'mo. Inside I feel like I've aged much more than the almost 5 years that have passed. Often I wish I could see the world in the way that I used to. So idealistic, so empowered, so full of hope for change. But lines have been drawn, points of no return have been passed. In the quietest but surest sense of those words, how do you pick up the threads of an old life? How do you go on when in your heart you begin to understand? There is no going back. There are some things that time cannot mend, some hurts that go too deep that have taken hold, the return of the king. Ultimately, I came home to myself and realized that the sense of out-of-placeness I've had my whole life does matter, and does require change. Big, unconventional, scary change, my least favorite kind. Anyways, that's what I did last night. The kittens were just as cute as I remember them. Maybe when we move out of this country and have a little country cottage in the woods somewhere, I'll get an outdoor cat, more fulfilling and less emotional than combing through years of forgotten dreams on Instagram.